I'm here with Jill Miller, one of Audit Scotland's audit managers, to talk about a new report on Scotland's ferries. Jill, can you tell me what this is about?
Our report looks at ferry services which are subsidised by Transport Scotland, which is the Scottish Government agency which looks after national transport spending. Transport Scotland currently provides funding for 32 ferry routes across Scotland and manages these through three ferry contracts. This is the first time that we've looked at ferries in any detail, so our report helps to explain ferry operations in Scotland.
So what did you find?
Overall, we found that the operators of Transport Scotland's ferry contracts, who are Calmac, Serco Northlink and Argyll Ferries, are performing well. Last year, Transport Scotland spent £209 million on ferry services and assets, which includes spending on boats and harbours. We found that its spending on ferries has doubled over the last 9 years, and this is mainly due to an increase in the number of services, new boats being added to the fleet, and the impact of the road equivalent tariff, which has substantially reduced the cost of ferry travel in the Clyde and Hebrides.
And what does this mean for the public?
Ferry services are very important to the public, particularly for island communities. Ferries provide lifeline links for islanders. They are essential for sustaining island life and vital for island economies, allowing people to get to work, bringing in visitors, etc.
What else did you find?
We found that ferry users are generally happy with services and that most services operate on time. But ferry users want to be better informed and more involved in decisions which affect their services. We also found that despite the increase in spending, Transport Scotland does not routinely measure the social and economic impact of ferries.
So what does the future look like for ferry services?
Well, in a nutshell, there are many planned developments ahead for Transport Scotland's ferry services, and this includes reducing fares to the Northern Isles from 2018. Substantial investment is also required in harbours. But as it stands, the cost of all this is unclear, which means that Transport Scotland does not know the full extent of its spending requirements on services and assets. In the context of reducing public sector budgets, we think that Transport Scotland will find it difficult to continue to provide good quality ferry services within its allocated budget.
And what do you want to see happen next?
Well, our main recommendation is clear. Transport Scotland needs to develop a new long-term Scotland-wide plan for Scotland's ferry services. This needs to take into account the significant progress it has already made in delivering its ferries plan, plus all the developments that we set out in the report. A new long-term strategy, which covers the whole of Scotland, will help Transport Scotland determine and prioritise its future investment. In developing this plan, it needs to obtain good information on the benefits that ferry services provide, and it also needs to take into account ferry users' needs. There's a lot more detail in the report, so I'd encourage those with an interest to read it.
Jill, thank you very much.